So let's review. Since Hordas was mentioned in the previous daf, the Gemara elaborates on his story. Hordas abda the base Chashmonai. Hordas was a servant of the Chashmonaian kings. Kom katlinu lukulu maruse b'shayre lahi yinukta. He killed the entire Chashmonai family, aside from one daughter whom he wished to marry, and through her proclaim himself king. This lone surviving daughter jumped off the roof and killed herself, and thereby announced, whoever claims to be a member of the Chashmonai family is certainly a servant. Hordas then killed that older Rabbanan who would disqualify him from the throne. He left over one sage, Bava ben Buta, to advise him, but he blinded him. Later on, Hordas regretted this terrible act and asked Bava ben Buta, Hashta maitakanta dahu gavra, what can I do to atone for my sin? Bava ben Buta advised him to build a new structure of the second Beis HaMikdash because hukiba eirish alaylam yelech v'yasik ba'eirish alaylam. Since Hordas extinguished the world's illumination by the Torah, he should rebuild the world's illumination by the Beis HaMikdash. However, Hordas was afraid that the Roman emperor would object. Therefore, Bava ben Buta advised him, Shadr shlicha, v'lezel shata, v'liakav shata, v'lahadr shata, adahachi v'hachi sasaslay uvanyaslay. Send the messenger to Rome. Instruct him not to return before 3 years, during which time you can demolish the old and build a new structure. The Roman sent back, im loy sasarta altista, vim satarta altivni, vim satarta uvanisa avdi bisha basa de avdin mismalkan. If you did not demolish it yet, do not demolish it. If you did demolish the old structure, do not build a new one. And if you already built the new one, you're like a servant who acts and then asks for permission. The Gemara concludes, Mish le'ra binyan Hordas, le'ra binyan na'am miyamav. Whoever did not see the Beis HaMikdash that Hordas built, did not see a beautiful building. And the Gemara proceeds to describe it. The previous Mishnah taught, V'chem begina, Malkim shenogu ligdur mechayim anaysay. In a garden where the custom is for partners to build a wall, the partners are obligated to do so. The Gemara asks, the Mishnah implies, however, hastama eimachai b'naisei. If there's no custom, the partners are not obligated to build a wall. While in the Sefer, the Mishnah states, avobika, malkim shenogu shalei ligder eimachai b'naisei. In a valley where the custom is for no wall, partners are not obligated to build a wall. This implies, however, hastama mechai b'naisei. If there is no custom, partners are obligated to build a wall. The Gemara explains as follows. V'chein stam gina kamalkim shenogu ligder dami umechai b'naisei. In a gina, where there are people around, even if there is no custom, it is as if there is a custom for a wall, and the partners are therefore always obligated to build a wall, because as Rashi explained in Daf Beis, shlei zekenu ba'ayin ra, an evil eye can cause damage to the crops. However, avos tam bika, kamakam shlei nagu dami ve'ein mechayev anoisei. In a bika, where there are no people around, if there is no custom, it is as if there is a custom for no wall, and they are therefore not obligated to build a wall. And therefore, the Mishnah concludes, Elim ratza, kainis l'teich shalai uvayna v'isa chazes min bachutz. In a bika, if one partner wants to build a wall, he builds the wall completely on his own property and at his own expense, and he places an indicator on the outside to show that he built the wall. Lafikach, im nafala kaisa l'makam v'avanim shalai. Therefore, if the wall later collapsed, he gets the area and all the remaining stones of the wall. Im asu midash shneihem, b'ayinnes ha-kaisa l'be'emtza v'isa chazes mikan u'mikan. If both partners agree to a wall, they build the wall together down the middle, and they place an indicator on each side to show that they both built the wall. Therefore, if the wall later collapsed, they split the area and the remaining stones evenly. The Gemara cites a machlekes as to how a chazis is made. In one version, Rav Huna says chazis ach fele lekarno levar. The edge of the wall is pointed outward toward the side of the one who did not build the wall, and there's no concern for gaias lechavre the amr didi vididehu, that the other partner will smooth out the edge and claim that he also owns the wall, because Gizuza made the idea. This would be noticeable. In a second version, Rav Huna says chazis michfa lekarna milagav. The edge of the wall is pointed inward toward the side of the one who did build the wall, but not outward, because there is a concern for gaias lechavre. However, there's no concern for Laif Lechavre, V'amar Didi V'Didehu, that the other partner will add to his edge and claim that he also owns part of the wall, because Lefufa made the idea, this would be noticeable. Rabbi Yechanan says, Chazis Nishayi Ba'amsa Malavar. They smear cement on the upper Amma of the outer side of the wall, and there's no concern for the Kafa Lechavre, V'amar Didi V'Didehu, the other partner will scrape off the cement, because Kilufa made the idea, this would be noticeable. Regarding a wall made of hutza, branches, Rav Nachman says, Chazis, sinufe yerechi melevar umishrik leitina. The ends of the branches are pointed outward, and he smears on cement, and there's no concern for asi chavri bekolafle, because kilufa made the idea. Abaye disagrees and says, hutza les leitakante elabishtar. The one who built the wall of hutza must write up a document with witnesses to confirm that he alone built the wall, because there is concern for asi chavri bekolafle, because kilufa lo yediyah. Zok the Mishnah. Hamakiv es chaver misholash ruchaysav v'gadar es rishayne v'sashni v'sashlishas ein mechayev anaysay. If someone's field surrounds another's field from all four sides and he erects walls between their fields from three sides, the inner owner is not obligated to share the expenses because, as Rashi explains, le'han emidi, shakol yechayim l'konis meruach revias. He did not gain anything as animals can enter and ruin his field from the fourth side. Rabbi Yaisi says, im amad v'gadar es revias magalgim lov hasakayel. If the inner owner built a wall on the fourth side, he is obligated to share in the expenses of all four walls because Gali Daiti Denichale B'may Degadu Chavre. He has shown that he approves to all the other walls. The Gemara asks that the Tanakama also implies Haravi is Mechayiv Anaisai. If a wall was built on the fourth side, the inner owner is obligated to pay. If so, what is the Machlekes Tanakama B'Rabbi Yisi? The Gemara offers several explanations. Rav Huna explains the Machlekes as follows. Rabbi Yisi holds HaKoy Lefi Masha Gadar. The inner owner must pay for the cost of the actual walls, and if they were built with expensive stones, he must pay the higher price. While the Tanakama holds HaKoy Lefi Dimei Konim Bezoil. The inner owner pays only the lower price of a wall of reeds, because as Rashi explains, he claims, Ledidi Sagali Begedur Konim. A wall of reeds is good enough for me. Chiya Barav says, even Rabbi Yisi agrees that HaKoy Lefi Dimei Konim Bezoil. The inner owner pays only the lower price of a wall of reeds. And the Machlekes is as follows. Either the Tanakama holds Agar Netira, the inner owner pays only for the price of a watchman for the short period from when the crops are fully grown until they are harvested, which is less than the price of a wall of reeds, or Rabbi Yisi holds HaKol Lefi Dimei Konim Bezoil, or the Tanakama holds Revias Hu Deyoivlei, Avrushay Nishni Veshlishis Lo Yoivlei. The inner owner pays only for the fourth wall, but not for the other three walls, because as Rashi explains, Shekvar Yatsim Hem Zakeh BeBezdin. Bezdin already exempted him through his claim of Lididi Loyahani Midi. While Rabbi Yisi holds Rishayna Shnei V'Shlishis Nami Yoivle. The inner owner pays for all four walls. Or the Tanakama holds it depends. Aman Nikiv Megalgin L'Basakel. If the inner owner built the fourth wall, he's obligated to pay for the other three walls as well because Gali Daita Denichle. However, Aman Makiv Einan Oisin Le'ele Demei Revias. If the outer owner built the fourth wall, the inner owner pays only for the fourth wall because of Hani Midi, but not for the other three walls because Loi Goli died did Nichele. Or Rabbi Yisi holds, Loishna Nikif, Loishna Makif, Im Amad V'Gadir Megagin L'Vasakel. Regardless of who built the fourth wall, the inner is obligated to pay for all four walls. Or, the Tanakam is more Machman, more stringent, and holds Im Gadir Makif Es Revias, Nami Yoivle. Even if the outer owner built the fourth wall, the inner owner must pay for all the walls, and certainly Imamanikif Vagad Eser Avias Deyavle. If the inner owner built the fourth wall, he must pay for all the walls because Goli died to Dinichle. While Rabbius is more Mekon holds only Imamanikif Agadir Eser Avias Hudiyavle, because Goli died to Dinichle. However, Imgadir Makif Layavle Midi, if the outer owner built the fourth wall, the inner owner does not pay anything because the Goli died to Dinichle.